Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Workbench Q&A. I'm jumping ahead of the queue a little bit. I had a question that was recently submitted by the Muddleheaded Woodworker. That's my friend Jeremy Crewalt down in Australia. Jeremy wants to beat the dead horse on bench dog holes again. Sorry, Jeremy. No insult intended there. Jeremy writes, how close to the front of your bench do you think dog holes should be? The Schwarz seems to be suggesting that they are kept quite close, say 2 inches, so you can use molding planes easily on narrow boards. What say you? Jeremy, this is a great question, and the answer is yes. the dog holes on my bench are set back about 5 1/4 inches from the front edge. Originally, I did it that way because I wanted the row of dog holes to run uninterrupted through without having to run into the legs that are tenoned into the front of my bench. Because my legs are flush with the front, that tenon would fall right about 1.5 inches back from the edge. I know there are certainly ways that you can drill in the leg to allow kind of a finger hole to push the dog up and down. I didn't want to bother with that. I set the whole thing back, as I said, behind that tenon. So I guess it's about 5 inches back. At the time, I didn't think anything about it. And then this whole question of how close to the front should they be came into being. And, you know, honestly, I didn't care. The row of dog holes on my bench works perfectly. I've never had any problems with it. Certainly, if I have a plane that works off of a fence, this can run into issues. If I can't place the board close enough so that the board hangs over the edge, then the fence will interfere. Frankly, that's been easily taken care of by just putting another board underneath my project part and just raising the whole thing up a little bit. When it comes to working with moldings, that's never really bothered me either because I prefer to use a sticking board for this. Now, for those of you who don't know, a sticking board is just a long flat board with a fence and a stop. Usually that stop is a screw or two or sometimes three. That screw can be raised or lowered, you know, very minutely so that you can have essentially a stop that maybe is only 1/60 inch high, but still provides firm positive registration against your molding piece. And then you stick the molding very easily. The only time I guess I could say that I've had problems with this is on maybe narrower stock, like rail and style stock that maybe is only 2 inches wide. And setting it in 5 inches from the front edge, I do end up extending my body out over the bench a little bit more than I suppose if I were on a bench with a row of holes that is, you know, 2 inches from the front edge. Now, I have worked on workbenches that have the row of dog holes right up to the edge, you know, 1 to 2 inches from the front edge. And this will make a difference when you're talking about planing and milling thin stock. When it comes to wider stock, anything, say, wider than 4 inches, it really makes no difference whatsoever. I mean, you could place that board right up on the edge, and you'd still would have it extending 4 inches in from the bench. In my case, I'll place it right up against the edge, and I'll grip the board back around the 4 to 5 inch mark where my row of dog holes is anyway. And it ends up holding just as securely and really no problems whatsoever. So as I said, the answer to this is yes. You know, do you put them close to the front of the bench? Do you put them back further behind your leg tenons? Either one's really going to work. It's entirely up to you what's going to be easier in building your own bench. I, frankly, haven't seen that big of a difference. And here I am going against the word of the mighty Schwarz, but just from an experiential perspective, hasn't made that much of a difference in the long run. So make them wherever you got to make them. See you guys.